Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
75 people are known dead now in Florida, and a week after Hurricane Ian blew through, many residents are dealing with wrecked homes. Thousands have no electricity. Today, President Biden will see the damage for himself. The AP's Sagar Magani.
President Biden will tour Hurricane Ian's damage in Florida today and meet with its GOP governor. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre acknowledges the president has his political differences with Ron DeSantis, and there will be time to discuss them.
But now is not the time.
As the president put it Monday in hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico, the time now is for unity.
We show up when we're needed.
He and the First Lady will be in Fort Myers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Their work is used to make cancer drugs and map DNA, among other things. And this morning, three scientists have won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. Two of them work for organizations in California, Carolyn R. Bertozzi and K. Barry Sharpless. The third, Morten Meldahl, works at the University of Copenhagen. President Putin is defying international law this morning, signing laws that formally take four regions of Ukraine into Russia. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Earlier this week, both houses of the Russian parliament ratified treaties making the Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson and Zaporizhia regions part of Russia. The formalities followed Kremlin-orchestrated referendums in the four regions that Ukraine and the West have rejected as a sham. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An 85-year-old Iranian-American held by Iran has now left that country. Bakir Namazi was being held on internationally criticized spy charges. The pressure to free him was building as he struggled with health issues. This is AP News.
Curious about the weather? The Lee Weather Team hosts Across the Sky, a fast-paced weekly podcast that tackles hot topics and cold, plus what's trending in meteorology, science, and climate. Join Matt Holliner, Kirsten Lang, Joe Martucci, and Sean Sublett each week on Across the Sky through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know those labels on food that say Best Buy and give a date?
Those Best Buy and expiration labels may be prompting consumers to toss out food that's still good. Shopper Sharon Shields says expiration and Best Buy labels on food are helpful.
I think it's a good idea they have expiration dates. And I do look at them and use them.
But Dana Gunder is executive director of ReFed, a nonprofit dedicated to ending food waste, says the different labels can cause confusion for shoppers.
People are misinterpreting the labels on food, and they're prematurely throwing the food away because of that.
The European Union is expected to announce revamped labeling laws by the end of the year. There's no such similar push in the United States. I'm Donna Water.
Gas is $3.83 a gallon today, up 7 cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Trump has asked the Supreme Court to intervene in the Mar-a-Lago dispute. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to step into the legal fight over classified documents seized during an FBI search of his Florida estate. The Trump team has asked the court to overturn a lower court ruling and permit an independent arbiter or special master to review the roughly 100 documents with classified markings. A three-judge panel last month limited the review to the much larger group of non-classified documents. Trump's lawyers submitted the Supreme Court application to Justice Clarence Thomas, who oversees emergency matters from Florida and several other southern states. Thomas can act on his own or, as is usually done, refer the emergency appeal to the rest of the court. The government is being asked to respond to the petition by October 11th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. History was made Tuesday night in Arlington. Denny Kapp reports.
Aaron Judge breaks the American League single-season record with his 62nd home run as the Yankees fall to the Rangers 3-2 and split a doubleheader. Judge led off Game 2 with the historic shot that reached the first row of seating beyond the left field wall. His 62nd homer of the season gives him the record previously held by Roger Maris.
It's a big relief. You know, I think everybody can finally sit down in their seats and watch the ball game. You know, it's
No, it's been a fun ride so far.
The Braves clinched their fifth consecutive NL East title with a 2-1 win in Miami. Ronald Acuna Jr. and William Contreras driving the Atlanta runs, while Jake Odorizzi allows one run in five innings to record the win. Atlanta's victory relegates the Mets to the NL's top wildcard spot, despite New York's doubleheader sweep of the Nationals, giving them 100 wins. Mets center fielder Brandon Nimmo.
You know, it's a good thing to win 100 games here. So we're very, very proud of that, and we should be. There's definitely some disappointment in finally being knocked out of the division race.
Other MLB winners are the Padres, Brewers, Reds, Cardinals, and Rockies in the NL. In the AL, the winners were the White Sox, Astros, Red Sox, A's, and Guardians. The Mariners sweep a doubleheader against the Tigers. In the NFL, the Steelers are making a change at quarterback. Reporter Tom Merriam.
The Pittsburgh Steelers have named Kenny Pickett as their starting quarterback on Sunday, and presumably well beyond. The Steelers' first-round pick out of the University of Pittsburgh, making him a local favorite, made his NFL debut at the start of the second half in Sunday's loss to the Jets, running for two touchdowns but also throwing three interceptions. Pickett replaces Mitch Trubisky, who started the first four games after being signed as a free agent in the offseason. The 1-3 Steelers play at Buffalo on Sunday.
On the ice, the Islanders have agreed to terms with forward Matthew Barzal on an 8-year contract extension worth at a reported $73.2 million. I'm Mike Reeves, AP Sports.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The number of dead in Florida from Hurricane Ian is at 71. Sheriff Carmine Marcino is in Lee County, which includes Fort Myers.
I wish there wasn't one casualty, okay? But the reality is we're at 55.
Searches continue through damaged parts of Florida. The sheriff is also worried about looting.
We've had four incidents which has resulted in arrests. It saddens me. It sickens me that I'm going to say that people are looting at a time like this. But again, I wanted to get the message out clear. I mean, we're a law and order state.
President Biden will get a look at damage in Florida tomorrow. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president spoke to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The U.S. is sending more aid to Ukraine.
Today's package includes four HIMARS, 32 howitzers, 200 mine-resistant vehicles, and hundreds of thousands of rounds of artillery and mortar ammunition.
Russian troops abandoned a key Ukrainian city so rapidly they left the bodies of some soldiers in the streets. The Supreme Court heard arguments in the latest showdown over the Federal Voting Rights Act, with lawsuits seeking to force Alabama to create a second black-majority congressional district. This is Justice Elena Kagan.
What strikes me about this case is that under our precedent, it's kind of a slam dunk. If you just take our existing precedent the way it is, and the three judges below all found this, the three judges below said, this is an easy case. It's not one of the hard ones. It's not one of the boundary line cases.
The court's conservatives blocked a lower court ruling in February that would have required a second black majority district in time for the November elections. President Biden spoke with Japan's prime minister to discuss the next steps after North Korea conducted its longest ever test launch by firing a nuclear-capable ballistic missile over Japan. This is AP News. More rural communities in the West are losing access to groundwater.
Making it even worse, heavy pumping is depleting underground aquifers that aren't being replenished by rain and snow. Farmead, California farmer Elaine Moore.
So everybody's borrowing and using water someplace else.
The Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability's Madeline Harris says this is no way to live.
Having to use, you know, water from buckets to live off of, to shower, to cook, to clean.
And it's only getting worse, says Andrew Ayers, a water researcher at the Public Policy Institute of California.
Looking at the American West in the face of climate change, we're going to have very serious groundwater management issues that have been brewing for decades.
I'm Julie Walker.
Shopping at Goodwill is going online. Goodwill Finds will make roughly 100,000 donated items available to buy online. Goodwill Finds' goal is to have 1 million items on sale in a few years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Billionaire Elon Musk is reportedly going ahead with a deal to buy Twitter. I'm Norman Hall.
Trading in shares of Twitter was halted after the stock spiked on reports that Elon Musk would proceed with his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter after months of legal battles. Bloomberg News reported that Musk made the proposal in a letter to Twitter. He's been trying to back out of the deal for several months, claiming that Twitter undercounted the number of fake accounts on its platform. Twitter sued when Musk said the deal was off. Lawyers for both sides aren't commenting. I'm Norman Hall.
The number of job openings in the U.S. sunk in August compared with July, a sign that businesses may pull back further on hiring and potentially cool chronically high inflation. The government says there were 10.1 million advertised jobs on the last day of August, down a huge 10% from openings in July. Layoffs ticked up in August, but remained at historically low levels. That's according to the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. The sharp drop in job openings will be welcomed by the Federal Reserve, which is hoping to reduce the demand for workers by raising its key short-term interest rate. On Friday, we get the unemployment rate, which is forecast to remain unchanged at 3.7%. I'm Julie Walker.
Country singer Loretta Lynn showed her independent spirit and sass with an honest approach to music. I'm Margie Zaraletta with a look at her life.
And don't come home a drinker.
Loretta Lynn once said she spoke her mind in her songs because she didn't know she wasn't supposed to do that. Women in country music did not really have feminist viewpoints until Lynn came along with songs like Don't Come Home a Drinkin', Hey Loretta, and The Pill. She was also funny and would dish it out to Conway Twitty in songs like You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly. Lynn said in a 2003 AP interview she never thought she was a role model because she just sang about being a woman.
I don't think I inspired anybody. I hope I have, but I ain't no different than anybody.
Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker, who has vehemently opposed abortion rights, is denying a report he paid for a girlfriend's abortion. Herschel Walker calls the accusation a flat-out lie and said he would sue. The Daily Beast spoke to a woman who said Walker paid for her abortion in 2009 when they were dating. The news outlet reviewed a receipt showing her $575 payment for the procedure, along with a get-well card from Walker and her bank deposit records showing the image of a $700 personal check from him dated 5 days after the abortion receipt. The woman said Walker encouraged her to end the pregnancy. The Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Georgia says, "I deny this in the strongest terms possible." When asked about the $700 check on Sean Hannity's show, Walker said, "I give money to people all the time." I'm Julie Walker.
There are warnings about foreign efforts to sway American voters. U.S. officials say Russia is working to amplify doubts about the integrity of American elections, while China is interested in influencing policy perspectives in favor of Beijing. That concern aligns with an unclassified intelligence advisory that says China is probably seeking to influence select races to hinder candidates perceived to be particularly adversarial to Beijing. Officials say they have not identified any credible threats to the election infrastructure like voting machines, but the intelligence warning comes amid the peak of a midterm election campaign cycle in which a rising number of candidates and voters openly express a lack of confidence in the nation's democratic process. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.